Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I would say with the bad throws, a lot of miscommunication. On one of them, I think that's definitely my fault. I was in a conundrum of throwing it up or coming back down to the back. But unfortunately, that's how the cookie crumbled on that one. But, it's good. That things like that happen right now. We can see it, go back into the film room, talk about it with our guys, the receivers, the tight ends, and running backs, and kind of get that fixed. Now, this camp is different in many ways. We never had, the media out here. We get to see each other face to face, and we get to see some fans, some family. It's a lot different. We get to be out here and actually go through practices. If I can recall last year, we were in the OTA phase of conditioning. Right now it feels good that we're getting right into football. Well, for me, I support X, with whatever decision he has. He's helped our team tremendously throughout, the years. And I've only been on this team for 1 year, and I've been able to see what he's been able to do, but that's not in my control, but, I support him.
Tua Tagovailoa talking about yesterday's first day out there, and I was all right till the X, man. Like, look at man, whatever he wants to do, no, hell no. I want to keep him here.
Of course.
Tua, your ass needs him here too, man.
Of course. Yes, he does. He doesn't realize how much he needs him.
We all need him here, man. If Xavier out there working a little bit, I think everybody was kind of watching yesterday to see the X-Man and Byron Jones and seeing how many times they finally did get close enough to talk a little bit when they were both on the sideline.
How close are their lockers? Of course they're going to talk a little bit.
They're probably in the same
area. They're probably
area.
Close yeah, to each other at this area. Point. Right? I don't think there's a divide between those two guys.
Well,
but X did kind of call him out a little bit.
Like the other guy who doesn't cover the number one gets a number two guy.
Right.
And they're throwing at me against the big guy and go back and look at it. And it's like, so now. In a roundabout way to make your point, you have to take shots at me.
At the other guy.
So I think everybody's kind of keeping an eye on that and to see, hey, bottom line is I hope X-Man stays. If we got to give him some more money, let me just tell you, I'm the president of the club. I'll get him some more damn money. This thing's about winning right now. We've done our 2 years with all those high draft picks. We got him on the team. Develop him, coach him, get him ready to go. And let's go. But the X-Man, hopefully, is going to be a big part of this because I just happened to turn on the NFL Network last night, and they were past the Aaron Rodgers story and past the Deshaun Watson story.
So you must have been about 35 minutes into that show if they were past both those stories.
And then the Xavier Howard story popped up, and what's the latest? And, well, two playoff teams have contacted the Dolphins. Dolphins been dealing with this all off seeing what's out there, and a couple of other teams have called that aren't playoff teams, and I'm like, oh gosh, man. So those guys didn't exactly make it sound like this thing was going to get worked out, and so we'll find out. But I, for one, I want to make it clear, am not looking for any more draft picks and giving up, in this case, our best player. I just don't want to do it. Keep them. I'd almost at this point keep him even if he's miserable. I'd rather keep him than give up whatever draft picks you're going to be. I don't care about draft picks for next year or in some cases the year after.
What if someone's stupid enough to offer you the Tunsil deal? Like two ones. Just not. Like for what Ramsey got. what Jacksonville got for Ramsey.
So I don't think there's no chance. Would that change your mind a little bit? They're probably not going to get a one for him. But if you gave two ones.
Yeah, would that change your mind?
Yes, that would. Okay. That would change things a little bit.
Because I agree that a second-round pick, a third-round pick, a two and a three, that doesn't do anything for me. A first-round pick at this point from a really good team doesn't do that much for me unless he just literally lights a fire in the locker room and you have to get rid of him.
There's a good chance you're not getting a number one that's as good as he is.
Oh, no. I think, of course. Look, we just drafted a cornerback number one not too long ago. Is he ready to play in that position yet? You think he's ready to take on that role yet? No.
So so that was the Xavien Howard story that was coming out, and everybody's keeping an eye and watching body language and all those things that that you'll watch for the team as they just kind of working their way back in yesterday with practice. It was, I don't need to tell you, it is smoking hot. And I gotta just say this. If those guys didn't stay around, it looked like everybody for the most part was fine yesterday. But you're practicing once a day is all. They don't have to go out twice a day. And as far back as I can remember, you've been warned. If you come from the West Coast and you've been drafted out of the Bay Area where it's always cool, you were told one thing, like you got to be in shape when you get here. Because
yep.
You don't have humidity in that Bay Area. You better get yourself ready to go or you're going to struggle in practice. And sure enough, that's what happens. Even if you're in shape, you get back here. And so
you think it's tougher to adjust to this weather or to someone who – like has been living in like South Florida their whole life that has to go up to like Buffalo and has to adjust to that weather come winter time?
Not even close, Zach. The humidity.
Right. I think the same thing. I'm still not used to it. I'm 42. I lived down here my whole life.
I even ran
still
up
walk
to,
outside, I'm sweating.
Ran up to the Sacramento area where they got a dry heat with no humidity. And the humidity just is
it'll eat you alive.
The steam room, the South Florida steam room is just it's just different animal. You're losing just unbelievable amounts of water at a rapid pace that if you don't replace it, you're going down. Basically, you're going down or real close to going down if you're not ready to go.
We're in the midst of a nightmare situation down here if somehow X-Man demands a trade and Ben Simmons comes down here. It's a nightmare situation for South Florida sports.
Well,
the Heat somehow make this move and something happens and they pick up Ben Simmons. And the Heat and the Dolphins have to get rid of Xavien Howard. I mean, it's a nightmare week for these two franchises.
So in today's NBA, where the three-point shot is so important, along with finding a guy in the case of the Heat, they got to find a guy. Bam needs a big guy to play with. He desperately needs a big guy to play with.
It's your guy in Sacramento.
I know Riley's like a lot of coaches, man. He gets in our program and our culture. We can rehab him. He's a young guy. He's 24 years old. I get that. And they've had great success with it. The Tony Fiorentinos of the world working with a guy, you know, every angle throwing passes. And if you've ever gone to one of those old practices, Tony Stout there forever, get there early as a coach.
You better hurry and make that trade so you can send him to Tony's camp for a couple weeks.
That's a shot. See, that's a kid's camp. You got him going to that camp.
Listen, you got to go from fundamentals up. Who's better teaching that than Tony?
So anyway, I'm going to be shocked and not overly excited if Ben Simmons ends up here.
Especially if you have to give up one of those two guys you talked about.
At some point, doesn't every guy got to be able to shoot?
No. The answer is no, because you got to work on it.
Let's talk about the worst shooters you can think of that are in the NBA right now. Rondo always comes to mind as a guy.
You mean talking about like a guard, like a guard
that,
forward?
A guy that's played a lot that's been a good player. Now, Rondo will try it, though.
Yeah.
Rondo, you leave his ass open, he's going to shoot it. Ben won't shoot it. I mean, Ben doesn't.
He was afraid to shoot a layup in the playoffs, Joe. Pass the ball out because of the fact he thought he was going to get hacked and go to the free throw line. That is someone you cannot have on your team if you want to go forward. That's someone who sits on a team like Cleveland or Sacramento, no shot there, sorry, or Orlando, that for the next 3 or 4 years is the best player on that team because the rest of the team stinks, and you got all young guys there, and your team is going to stink. You don't bring Ben Simmons right now. The only team, and you said it, and I said it, I think, a week ago also, you got to put him on a team that's got 3 or 4 shooters already that he could be the utility guy. He could be the guy that brings the ball up, rebounds the ball a little bit, playmaker a little bit, but never has to be relied on to score or shoot. And the easy answer to that is the other team in the Bay Area, Joe.
The Golden State
Warriors. Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
Or Brooklyn. Put him on where he doesn't need to do anything but just be the utility guy.
By the way, did you see the Kyrie Irving story? Making $10 million a year and ripped his shoe coming out because he wasn't involved. And he said, this shoe sucks. Do not buy my Kyrie 8s.
Awesome. Whatever, good promotion for your shoe.
I guess his shoes do really well through the years. I didn't know that. They said
let's go to our expert.
Hit.
Oh, they do, yeah. By the way, thanks for stealing one of the headline stories.
But, well, I'm sorry I didn't check with you here. Let me go. I had to get past my guard at where I live to find out. I would have known. I should have.
You didn't ask a security guard in your rich neighborhood?
Security guy walks around with guns and stuff.
Is this going to be in headlines today? Should I not? Okay, let me take this off my list.
I didn't know that.
I'm surprised you knew about the shoe. The only shoe you seem to know about is the Djokovic shoe.
Well, that's just the one I wear, man. Yeah, there's another jab. Hey, how about ESPN? Now, we've given ESPN a little hall pass here, and it's going to get ugly. Did you see? We're going to have Blake James come on a little bit later on. College football is a mess. The SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, is clearly trying to become the lead dog for college football.
Well, he's the power broker in college football right now.
Mark Emmert is all but history, the NCAA president. We'll find out what Blake James has to say about all this stuff. But the Big 12 came out and accused ESPN of helping these teams move from the Big 12, Texas and Oklahoma, to go to the SEC and the ACC. Now he's helping ESPN's helping the ACC get all the Big 12 teams left. So basically, they're accusing ESPN of helping collapse the Big 12 completely. And, I mean, there's legal stuff, and they're coming out. So ESPN's got their guys coming out. Oh, now the Big 12's losing teams, so they're blaming ESPN. They're laughing about it. There's no question in my mind ESPN is involved.
Of course.
They're calling ESPN like, hey, we're going to add these teams. What do you think? How much more can we get? And ESPN goes, oh, my God. We'll get the Texas-Oklahoma game in the SEC.
Right.
And when Oklahoma plays, oh, yeah, we're going to – of course they're involved. You think their financial partners are not involved? They have the rights to the ACC. You don't think they want more teams that are more attractive in the ACC?
Joe, the Big 12 sent a cease and desist order to stop talking to these teams.
By the way, did I say now I'm so confused. The AAC, actually.
AAC, not the ACC. ACC, right?
The AAC. Help me out. I've gotten really confused on the
AAC. Your letters.
And by the way, the AAC is South Florida and UCF.
Right. That's why Hollywood's in the back jumping up and down.
Don't worry. No matter who joins, they're the weak sisters. Don't worry of the.
You're a weak sister. No, they're going to
Hollywood.
Be new,
is
new
USF
conference.
The homecoming game for all the other teams? Have they turned into?
Yeah, no, they've had some lean years. We know.
This stuff, though, I mean, it's been a crazy time. You ever think one of the Power Five conferences was sitting there blaming ESPN legally too?
It's ridiculous, but it's probably true.
Well, I mean, it is true. Yeah, it's ESPN's fault. Right. ESPN was behind the last round of this realignment stuff when they killed the Big East.
I would just say to all their employees that are doing shows, be careful what you guys are spitting out to on all your shows, including shows on this radio station all day. Be real careful if you don't think ESPN has something to do with finances and giving these guys a heads up and they don't want to strengthen their products, you are crazy.
You think they sent out a memo? All their hosts? Listen, we obviously did all this, but please don't say that.
I just said, they're going, man, you lose the two beautiful ladies in your life and you're blaming friggin' us that you got dumped twice. Not once, but twice by the two. And you're going to blame us. We're sitting over here. And you're blaming us that you can't keep your teams with that weak-ass conference you have. Come on, man.
Sankey's put himself up there as one of the biggest power brokers in all of sports now.
Well, Sankey's a whole different animal.
Right.
Like, he went after Mark Emmert about, why do we need you?
They don't.
We'll get our own rules in place. And Mark Emmert's coming out and saying it's time the conferences take over and police themselves. And so I said, man, we got to get Blake James on. This thing's getting ugly. And God only knows what's going to happen after this Big 12, I don't think Big 12 is going to be able to make it.
They're not going to be able to make it.
I think the Pac-12's sitting here looking at it. The ACC's looking at it. The Big
Ten. Pick
and
choose who's left. You know what? Bring them in.
Anybody we're interested in to strengthen our conferences to hang in there after what the SEC. By the way, the SEC, anything they do or tell you, you cannot listen to them anymore. They're the most selfish league of anybody. Like, hey, Power Five brothers, how we doing? Let's get our commissioners together. Have dinner.
You're not looking forward to that Texas-Alabama game or that Oklahoma-LSU game coming up here in a couple of years?
I am.
Right? Of course you are.
Well, of course.
Because you're a football fan.
Want to see good games, man. Wanna
but if
see
you're Oklahoma
games.
State or someone else at the bottom of that Big 12, you're not happy about any of that.
Well, you should be happy. About to join a super conference, the American. ESPN's going to turn that thing into a powerhouse, man.
Perfect time for your team to turn it around right now, Hollywood, South Florida. Turn it around.
I want to hear you say your team sucks right now. Let me hear you. You love to call every athlete, say how they suck. Say how your
school sucks. I would say that the American would be a far superior conference to the Pac-12.
You don't really believe
that. No, come on.
Of course I mean that.
No, you do not really believe that.
They don't even play football that far west.
Come on.
Well, they did screw up last year the way they played late in the year. But
you don't really believe that, do you?
They don't play football there. They do over here.
Yeah, it's not good football, though.
You don't. Really,
I'd rather wait a year for good football.
You don't really believe that conference is better than the. Please tell me than the Pac-12.
Well, once everything merges and they become a super conference, yes, I do.
Is there anything else off the wall you want to say? Go ahead. Just anything off the wall.
What
go
teams
ahead.
Are you going to bring in? Because whatever teams you bring in are going to be the best teams in your conference.
Whatever ESPN wants.
That's the right answer.
Whatever they think is good
for
them.
He got the memo.
There you go. Whatever ESPN needs, damn it, just get it for him. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. Drew Rosenhaus going to join us. See if he can help us out on this X-Man. See if he can help us a little bit here. I know it's David Cantor's guy, but Drew can help us with this whole thing a little bit.
I hope so.
See what we need to do. Give him the friggin' $4 million and let's move on. I got to tell you, if it's a second or third round pick.
Oh, God. I don't want to even. Let's not talk. Let's not put that in the air.
You might as well tell me, like, I don't care. Don't care about it. We just lost our best player. That's how I'm going to look. We just lost our best player.
For a two. For pick 49.
We've had all the high draft picks we need, and we're back to normal now in the drafts down the road. We're fine. We've just had two of the biggest drafts in the history of this franchise with ones and twos and threes. Stop. Stop right now. Keep the good players you have. Let these young guys develop, and let's go have some fun and watch some football. Hey, kind of like going to your South Florida Chevy dealer, man. You go out there. You have fun. You see their great products. Who do I go with their first-round picks? I guess I go Tahoe and Suburban right off the bat. Big, strong, fantastic look. And, boy, I'll tell you what, even more space. That's right, the big boy SUVs at your South Florida Chevy dealers now have more space, and they're fantastic, man. If you need that extra space, you want everybody to be comfortable, got that big family, and even room for the dog, man, we got it for you. And I want to tell you about the midsize SUVs, those new 2021 Traverses. Wow. Midsize SUV that does not feel like a midsize SUV, no matter where you sit. It's so roomy. Spacious enough for that growing family of yours and doesn't compromise any of the style. And then how about the smaller SUVs like the new Equinox SUV? Boy, it's got a fantastic look. But more importantly, even though it's our small SUV, you're going, wow, still got a lot of room. You can still be comfortable. Same with the Chevy Blazers. They've been on fire too, man. The SUV family is rolling right now. Best overall SUV family we've ever had. Best overall products. Silverado trucks, Camaros, Corvettes. You thought I forgot about them? All part of the Chevy family and waiting for you to come down and take a test drive. No excuses. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I guess everybody found themselves talking about what's been going on with mental health recently, and topics with gymnasts as well as tennis players and what's taking place. I saw a lot more on that and social media, people just going after each other.
Social media is ugly, man.
About quitting versus, right, you know, hanging in there, but I couldn't do it. You don't understand mental illness when anxiety hits and you just can't compete at the highest level. And
Darren Rovell versus Clay Travis is probably the worst one that I saw.
Yeah,
they, those two got after it pretty good.
Well, Clay Travis gets at it with everybody.
They're both bad guys in their own special way.
We were we're,
it's
all
a great way to put it,
sitting around talking about the, yeah,
it's a great way to put it.
The social media has really, I don't know. There's people out there do this for a living and deal with a lot of young people that deal with mental illness and anxiety and all the different things that fall under anxiety. And there's a group of things that are there: lack of self-confidence, self-esteem, all those things. But it is, I believe social media is just not for everybody, man.
It's not.
Especially you go out and you give strong opinions and you get more popular and you put stuff out there, you're going to have a lot of comments. I don't think it's a majority. I think people follow you are mostly fans.
Well, it depends who you are. You ever see Darren Rovell's replies?
No.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Bad.
Yeah. That's rough.
I just...
Some people just don't care on whether you're following
them. So a lot of people follow people to troll them.
Right.
And
right.
It's an opportunity to rip people that you're jealous of or that you don't like.
So it's not going away. I get what it is, but it's not going away. So if you can't handle it, you should get off.
I agree with that.
And people can't get off.
But there's another thing with that, which it's not comprehensible because of the fact that you're right. You're 100% right. If you can't handle it or something's there, you shouldn't be on it. But if you're someone of interest, if you're an Olympic athlete, if you're an athlete, an entertainer, someone in business, you kind of need to be on social media. You need to have a presence on social media.
I get you make money. I get
it. There's the good and the bad of social media. The good is your presence is out there. Your opinion is out there. Your picture is out there. Look at this guy, what he did this weekend. Look at the guy this guy's dating. Look at the business he's making. Oh, but he has an opinion on something. And then it goes to bleep.
Right.
So I understand what you're saying. Some people shouldn't be on it. But unfortunately, if you're some sort of person of interest in this world right now, You need to have a social media presence. You need
to. If it bothers you and you can't handle it,
you shouldn't be on it.
And it affects you to the point of mental illness and really getting to you where you can't, and it affects your day-to-day life, you shouldn't be on it.
I agree with that.
Well, all that being said, I do think that social media is a drug.
I do.
Yeah.
And I think that there's major, major addiction problems with social media.
I agree.
I mean, there's no question
around,
about that.
We were in Lake Tahoe on vacation, and I looked around at one point and saw my wife and kids, son and daughter-in-law, all on their phone.
I knew what you were doing halfway through your trip.
I just...
I saw the pictures.
I just right. was like, wow. Last thing I thought, my phone was dead because it sat for so long I didn't check it.
You're different.
That was because you woke up at 3 in the morning and read stories all morning.
Right, right.
So you could host your fake show on your porch.
4.5 hours before anyone else was up on vacation.
You
right.
guys, you guys
right.
are too much.
But no, but social media is great and it sucks at the same time.
So social media is not great.
It is great. No, I like social media for the fact that I get a lot of news off it. You know, if I follow all
as
the reporters
as you make
and all
a
that,
comment,
then that's when it sucks.
And
yeah, but it's a terrible source for news as well, man. That's why we got a lot of bad news going around right now.
Yeah, but
because
when
everyone's got a take on something. Everyone's a doctor.
No,
everyone's a lawyer.
I get that.
There's a lot of crap on there. I know you like it, Zach, and I know you're very active
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, I love it.
And you tweet, but it's really bad, man.
But I like following, like, the Adam Schefters of the world and the Wojs of the world and the Ian Rappaports and the guys down here, the local guys, because that's my source of news. That's The Wire.
Do you respond to them or do you just read it?
I say I would read more than I respond. But I
but
do
you
respond.
You got blasted by someone on there and it clearly bothered you.
Well, it did. Well, the guy called me a racist.
Yeah, but you were bothered before he called you a racist.
Well, that's because
he called you a bad guy and you were
right, because
clearly
of the,
bothered by
the
it.
Solana stuff back in. Yeah. Yes, I was bothered by it because he's name calling. So, of course, I'm going to
be gonna
upset
have people
by it.
Do that.
Of course. That's social media.
Right.
That's the good and the bad of social media.
So take that and become the number one female player
right.
in the world. In
who's got 10 million more followers than I do.
Become
correct.
This gymnast who's one of the greatest gymnasts we've ever had.
Right.
Hadn't lost until she just quit. I mean, she quit, and it's not taking shots at her. She did quit, though. After dominating since 2013, like people were showing up to see who's going to finish second
place. I still
can't
believe that.
As soon as she got there, it was like for second place, and the stuff that they're getting with their popularity, they're building up their brand so they can make lots of money with other products that
right.
are out there. So it's pretty crazy, but I see how it affects my kids. I see how it affects my daughters when somebody says something they don't like after they have something, or somebody gets in there and says, you know, makes a comment. And I'm like, so I can't say anything to them directly.
No. Right.
The biggest problem with Twitter, in my opinion, is that people can be anonymous. That to me is the biggest problem. I mean, if you had to put in some sort of information where your account clearly links to you, whether it be your you know your phone or your some kind of information to verify that you're an actual person, like that to me would be a big thing that social media. I know they'll never do it, but the anonymous people on there, the people that have a picture of just a you know nonsense or whatever that don't have their actual face on there, that can go on and say you know the most horrific stuff that they want, like that to me is the big problem with social media.
Yeah.
So
is the anonymous aspect to it?
It's the world we're living in.
The reason I bring it up. So yesterday. The writers are all up there. I never get this opportunity. It's been a long time since I've had all the writers. We're all sitting in the same area, all our sports writers who cover the Miami Dolphins. And they're putting out Tua threw a pick, so they, you know, whatever the comments they made on it. So Tua fan base, like really day one, and you're already, you know, and so some of them were bothered. Oh, my God, I'm getting blessed. And I was like, well, you guys are giving an opinion. Like, you guys, you want followers. You can't have it both ways. Like, people are going to follow to see what you say about the team. And if you don't say things about the guys they like, they're going to get after you.
Right. Or say you're stupid.
They know you're there.
Right.
And as soon as you go after one person, here you go again. It brings it out. And they're going to say mean-spirited things to you.
Right. Just got to be ready for it. Social media.
And I was surprised that they were a little affected. And I was like, you guys in this business, man, you guys at this point shouldn't be affected.
Right.
You say something about somebody. Somebody
you know it's
going to
come
player.
Back, right? You know it's going to come back.
I was just surprised by the whole thing.
But for the Dolphin reporters, the one that does it the most out of everyone, you know who it is. It's Tua. Anything right. You write on Tua. Anything. Doesn't matter what it is.
Well, listen, I said it again yesterday, and he did those couple of interceptions. I just said, listen, all I know is this. We need him to be good, fellas. Because I don't know where we go next. We need him
where
to
we
be.
Go next.
We need him to be really, really good.
I don't even want to think about that right now.
We need him to come out and just, you know, and everybody's waiting for him to complete 80-yard passes all over the field. By the way, did throw a nice pass at the end there on a long
and
one.
Speaking of social media, that thing was all over Dolphin social media yesterday. Miami Dolphin, they made sure that video went up, that long bomb. That,
oh, you don't think they counted the yards that ball was in the air?
Oh, it was on
made
there.
Sure they got all 65 right. yards of that sucker.
That's right.
They got feisty. Omar even had to put his rules out again yesterday.
He did.
We
yeah.
put ours out. Remember
Omar
we had
put
ours
the rules?
Like from 3
yeah.
years ago?
Right.
So we put ours out again, too.
I still think our rules are better than Omar's.
Just to comment on Omar's. Yeah. By the way, this texter said, watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix. That movie will change your view on social media.
Hmm.
That's really
heard
good.
Of that, right?
That's really good. It'll change your view. Yes, I have.
I may have to.
Yeah, that one I would recommend to everyone. If you're a social media person or if you're not a social media person, that'll change your views on it.
I just.
I don't know.
Like to leave the phone alone during.
Well, yeah, of course.
And I know it's impossible to do, and people get upset. I don't get back to them. And, dude, you don't have your phone next to you? I go, no. My phone has a place once I get to my house, and it's not with me all the time. That big fat phone is not going to follow me around.
I mean, in fairness, you barely know how to use the thing.
No.
It's true. It's true.
You know, you're wrong. True. I was told I know how to use 15% of it, jerkies.
Well, he calls me from
how'd
Tahoe.
How'd you know what kind of percentage you learned?
Go ahead. Let me hear. Tell me here. He calls
me from Tahoe.
We need to go to break and
I'm
the boss
sitting,
is listening
That's
right
okay.
Now.
It's just the headline. He's not listening. He goes, I'm sitting on I'm on the porch. You should see this view I'm looking at.
Point.
I go, all right, great, Joe. Send me a picture. Because I don't know how. I would, but I don't know how.
I had this beautiful view.
He goes, you should see this view.
I was going
to
send it, and
I'd love to, Joe.
Damn, hold on until somebody gets up. My wife gets up. She'll get the picture for you. I'll make sure she sends
Still
it.
Still waiting on it.
She sends it to you. All right, we got to go to break here.
It's not too late to send it.
We got Hollywood's headlines. Drew Rosenhaus is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Drew's thick. He doesn't worry about stuff.
Oh, no.
You can say anything to Drew Rosenhaus.
I mean, it's a shark.
Right. That's it. By the way, he ought to have school for not being bothered by social media.
Right.
He'd be the king of it. I don't think stuff bothers him. He expects it. When you get in as an agent,
he knows you can't be
sensitive about anything
right.
unless somebody's late on a payment. All right, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage this morning. Man, I'm telling you, reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing, all those things with low fixed rates in the twos that you've probably been thinking about right now to take advantage of these rates while they're still in the twos. His name is Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, and he's damn good at what he does. He wants to let you know, first of all, if you've been frustrated with the big banks, it takes too long, or they found out your credit score's not as good, so all of a sudden told you you're going to need to go somewhere else. Listen, whatever it is that's got you frustrated with the limited hours that the big banks are working, you don't have to be with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. 7 days a week, man. 7 days a week to answer all your questions you may have about how long, if it's the right one for you. He does it all. And by the way, if you've been renting and you're tired of paying, what, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 a month to a landlord, why don't you get that dream home you've been thinking about? Again, lock in these low rates in the twos, and you'll never have to look back and go, damn, did I mess up on this one? Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Kotze. Here's his cell phone number. I want you to call or text him today with any question you might have when it comes to all those different things and any kind of loan out there. Just go to choicemortgage.com. You can find out or call 561-441-2730, 561-441-2730, or visit, once again, choicemortgage.com, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got this morning for us in your limited time?
All right. Better stop laughing. Yeah. At 5:30.
That's right.
All right, so we have this this story here. The best high school football player in the country, who's committed to Ohio State, of course, is talking about skipping his senior year of high school to go to Ohio State because he can make in the seven figures.
There's a guy. Think about graduating high school early.
I mean, to jump what are in we on doing that here, money. Man?
Yeah. Something's wrong.
Wow.
Something is definitely wrong.
Seven this, figures.
Do they? You listen, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I kind of think it's fun that they're just winging it, but probably should get some rules in place at some point.
Oh,
here.
You think?
I mean, it is fun.
You're
to
talking
just
about a kid
like,
who's probably 16 right now, maybe 17, who's going to skip his senior year of high school or graduate early because there's a chance to make close to $1 million. What?
You know what'll be the day when one of these million-dollar college quarterbacks tells one of these coaches to kiss my ass and walks out of practice or something?
Guess
that'll
what?
Be that'll be the
happen.
Day.
It'll no, happen. They're not going to do anything to mess that up because that's
oh no, when these guys are 16 making $1 million.
We do need to do something.
You don't
about
think there's
going
to be a little ego
high
problem?
High school to college could be something they might want to take a look at when we finally get some rules and regulations at some point. Might be a good idea.
At some point.
By the way, the NCAA is not going to give Reggie Bush his Heisman back.
Of all the things, and they're about ready to fold.
But here's the thing. Yeah, once the NCAA gets destroyed, which will hopefully be soon, just give him his Heisman back. Someone else will.
Right.
What are we paying Mark Emmert again?
Too much.
Whatever's getting paid.
Is he getting $3 million or something?
Right. That is, for nothing.
What do you do at this point?
Nothing. What is he doing? Nothing. Come on.
You're Greg Sankey's bitch. All right, what else you got?
All right, enough sports. Did you see this Kelly Clarkson story?
No.
I did yesterday. Yeah.
This what guy, happened? Is that the one since you've been gone? Right,
you're going to love this, Joe.
All right, what happened?
Yes, that's her. Nice job, Joe. Mm-hmm. So she is getting divorced from this guy, Brandon Blackstock.
Yeah, who, she talks about it on her show sometimes.
Yeah, if you see Brandon Blackstock in public, I just feel free to throw stuff at him. He is going to be getting almost $200,000 a month from her. This guy's man card, like, I mean, there shouldn't even be a shred left.
Wait a minute. But the best part is that, would you say the total was 200 grand?
Yeah, it's 150 in spousal support.
Right.
What the hell that is. And 45,000 for the two kids.
Do you know what he asked for?
Yeah, he asked for 436.
And that's what they came down to from that.
I mean, just listen, if anyone ever sees this guy, throw stuff at him, push him down. Like, any, just do whatever you got to do to make sure this guy doesn't feel good about himself. What a bum.
It's not really a bum if he's getting 200 grand a month.
She also has to give him a one-time $1.25 million payment to cover his attorney's fees.
Right, attorney fees, yeah.
You bum, you.
It's only 2 years, though, that he's going to get it. I think that's part of the deal. He's got 2 years, 24 months of getting that money, and then it's done.
Wouldn't most men, like, have enough pride to be like, I'm not going to take all my wife's money?
Wait.
Like, I don't want my wife paying my monthly expenses. Oh, I mean, my wife pays my monthly expenses, but I'm married to her.
All right.
Hey, Woody. You're on a roll today, man. On a roll.
By the way, he's got a net worth outside of this of about $10 million.
Yeah, he's a real piece of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I got divorced, I wouldn't have my wife keep banging out my mortgage. Right?
Guess what? If you got divorced, you'd be getting spousal support.
Wow.
Have to have Joe help me out.
All right, you'd be getting Rose support.
All right. Guy's name is Brandon Blackstock, by the way.
Guy's a genius, to be honest.
You call him a punk, too.
No man card for that guy. Right, that's beyond shredding the man card. That's burning it. All right, Lamar Odom, he's gonna fight again. You see who's fighting now?
No.
53-year-old Riddick Bowe.
No! Is that right? This is breaking news to me. Is this true?
So I just say this.
I guess.
You know Riddick Bowe, even if he's like 300 pounds, can knock him out.
Oh, my God. One punch, Lamar's going to be sleeping.
You'll never guess where it's going to be.
Don't say Hard Rock Stadium.
Please tell me Hard Rock Stadium.
James L. Knight.
Oh, okay.
It is back here.
Wow.
Across the street from me. Maybe I'll go.
It's our original basketball destination for people that don't remember when we had our first game there.
October 2nd. Fight.tv, FITE.tv.
Great. Just can't wait to not watch it.
We got
to
get Lamar on the show. Talk about this. Or Riddick.
God.
Man, don't you feel a little bad for Lamar?
Nah.
Kind of a.
What's the pay for that?
The door's open for him to get back with. Tristan messed it up to get back with his Kardashian love.
Okay. Final story here. We had a new record for cards. If you're a card nerd like I am now, the Patrick Mahomes card that just sold. All right, was an 8.5 grade. It was a 2017 Panini National Treasures, which, if you look at the card, it's got the NFL shield, like from the chest plate of his jersey. It's got the NFL shield, and it's also signed by Mahomes. It's not like the greatest card you've ever seen. It sold for over $4 million, $4.3 million. That breaks the record of 3.1 that the Brady signed rookie card got over the spring. LJ's Card Shop in Ohio got the card.
Wow. One of the biggest surprises that we have going on right now has been the explosion of
the resurgence of cards, right?
Crazy.
I got a card, the only card that I know for sure that I bought that has gone up significantly in value. I bought a Shohei Ohtani rookie refractor, graded 10,
right.
And it's like tripled in value since I bought it. I'll never sell, but.
You'll never sell.
You'll never sell.
Somebody's going to offer you six figures on that card.
I need $4.4 million.
So this is your little
break the record.
This is your little hobby, huh? You're kind of into this?
Yeah.
Thank God.
I am very into it, yeah. I did a card break on YouTube the other night.
Talk about social media.
I bought a team. YouTube's not social media.
What do you mean? YouTube's not part of social media?
I'm very anonymous. I don't show my face.
No.
I like to remain anonymous.
Don't say YouTube's not social media, though.
Don't worry.
It's not really.
Don't worry. What do you mean?
You make
up
for it.
People go live on YouTube all the time.
You make for it. You make up for it here on the show, so don't worry. You're fine.
Yeah.
All right. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up, which means Drew Rosenhaus is going to join us. Blake James also join us in this 8 o'clock hour. I'd love to know if he tells us the truth, what he is thinking about what is going on in basically college football, although basketball has come into play. That Kansas product's still a good one to get. As bad as that football team is, that basketball team's pretty damn special.
You trade that off to get a team like that in your conference?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Hey, so anyway, Drew will join us in a second, but first I want to talk about sports-related injury. Hey, talking to you about it. But bottom line is, sooner or later, we all get injured when we play sports. If you're active, team or individual sports, you're going to get injured. It just is the way it is, man. The body breaks down, and then we're lucky. Don't worry about it. We got one of the best sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. By the way, when people ask me, where do the pros go? I go, you mean Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, high school athletes, college athletes, and professional athletes from all over the country. Because of these doctors, they have brought together for every part of the body. I mean, great doctors, Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, even hip and knee replacements. Some of the best hand specialists, we got it. It's all a big part of Baptist Health. And boy, I'll tell you what, Baptist Health just gets bigger, stronger. And, boy, I'll tell you what, when it comes to sports-related injuries, nobody's doing it better than that group of doctors they have put together to get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Your kids, you, all of us out there, you can see those same doctors are working on those million-dollar athletes every day. And we got a brand-new facility off 595 in Pine Island. Right there, you'll see the pineapple. Again, it's not just the doctors, though great doctors working up there. It's also physical therapy after surgeries, get you back out, playing the sports you love the most. And that new Baptist Health facility for the Miami Dolphins is absolutely spectacular. The next time you have any kind of injury, just remember, it's really easy. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.